She was very nice to me. She dressed me, got a car. That's how I met Gladys Bentley. Was through her. And you see, when you meet those people, you don't meet them with church people. You meet them with their own class. But that's how I got along with those people.
Tell us about Gladys Bentley.
Well, Gladys Bentley was she was gay. She was a little bit of everything. She had everything going in her home. She can dope on everything.
Is that what they call a buffet flat?
Yeah, some people call it that, yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, not but the white and black all was assembled there together, and half the time they had no clothes on, to drink and do whatever they want to do. So that's how I come to go there. This white woman carried me there.
Were you involved with a lot of white women?
Hmm?
Were you involved with a lot of white women?
Yes, I have been.
Why do you think that was?
Hmm?
Why?
Why do I think that was?
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about why I thought it was. They were just women, that's all.
Did any of them dress like men?
No. They dress ordinary clothes.
Well, they're different. Always there are different classes of people.
The women I went around with, they were gay and they dressed just ordinarily. You couldn't tell one from the other.
Were there some people, not your friends, but were there people at that time who did dress like men?
Yes. Yes, there was some. But you wasn't going around with those people, you understand? See? But if they were going to parties, well, naturally they would put their pants on. A girlfriend of mine had married, and they had a big reception, and everybody there had pants on. And Reverend Monroe, you heard of him? No? Where have you been?
I'm young.
Well, Monroe, he was the only minister that would marry men and men and women because he was gay himself.
So, the wedding that you went to, that was a woman and a woman?
Yes, woman and woman. It was a friend of mine. She went downtown and got, she bet us she couldn't do it. I said, I know she could do it. She was tall. Very good-looking woman, short hair. She went downtown, took the blood test, her and her girlfriend, and got and come back. And a couple of weeks, Monroe married them at a big reception.
By what year was that?
Well, now let's see. I must have been around the 1943.
How old were you then?
How old was I?
Mm-hmm.
Going on my 50s.
In 43?
Yeah, I had to be.
How old are you now?
81.
Oh, my goodness.
And you see?
What's it like to be an 81-year-old like you?
Oh, I don't know. I feel all right.
Jack, you got a girlfriend?
Do I have any girlfriends? No. I fall for somebody, but I changed around. I said, uh-uh. I better take care of myself.
You said that you lived with a woman for how many years? Yeah, real long-term relationship.
1932. To 1978 when she passed away.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. What was that like? It was a marriage, wasn't it? Did you get married?
Well, we just got along all right. It takes two people to fuss and fight. And I never had time to fuss and fight because I was working.
Well, now it seems that women don't live together.
Hmm?
Now it seems that women don't live together for that long a time. Do you have have any advice for younger gay women?
I'm telling you, things are different. You see, with me, I believe in reincarnation. And that means that the women that on the earth today have not got as much love and understanding with each other as they did when I was coming up. You never see me get mad at Lillian if she looked at another woman. Why should I? Well, she's supposed to.
Were you during the time that you lived with Lillian, did you have other women?
Well, now you're coming down. No, shame on you. Well, I think I had a couple. I sampled a couple. Anyhow.
Did Lillian know about it?
No, are you kidding? She knows now, but she didn't know then.
Did she?
Yeah, she fell in love with a nurse. I knew it. But you can't stop people from loving somebody. Why try?
And you continued to love her?
Yeah.
And you felt that she had enough love for both of you?
That's all right, yes.
Is there anything that you want to talk about now?
No, the thing I want to talk about I don't believe in women trying to mold somebody else into their life. You can't do it. If you're not born to be in this life, you can't do it. That's why there's so much tragedy going on. There ain't a woman alive that don't care for other women. Somewhere or other. See, they got to be. They got to. No care how good they are, they can be changed. Don't close the door on them, please. You're going to be burned up.
So you're saying that any woman can be gay? Are you saying that any woman can be gay?
Yes. I really believe that. Of course, she may not want to, but she can fall. And there's other women can make her fall.
Have you ever been with a man?
No. Neither the woman I live with never was with a man.
Do you like men?
They're all right. I don't say I dislike them, but I don't want to be bothered with them. And I don't want them bothering me. See, my uncle was the only one. And I never cared for another man.
Turn it off, Dad.
Hold it. Listen,
put it back
hold
on.
Hold it a minute.
Put it back on. Record and play. You got it.
Listen. Haven't you been to Joan's house?
No, ma'am.
How did you hear of me?
Okay. I read a magazine article.
Oh, you read the magazine.
I've seen Joan. We've talked.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard you interviewed before. You used to go with Joan's mother, was it?
No.
Who was it?
I worked for Joan's mother for years and years. We was just like that, but nothing else. Her mother did not like gay people.
What did you do for her mother?
What kind of the house. When she moved here, I'd come and clean up and like that. and take care of Joan whenever she was home and like that. That's how we was very dear friends. There was nothing between her mother and I.
Well, why do you think that Joan is gay now? You think you influenced her?
You what?
Do you think you influenced Joan to be gay?
No, I don't think it. If it hadn't been in it, she wouldn't have done it. I had nothing to do with Joan. That's one thing. Not a thing. Joan was running around having herself a ball, and I didn't even know it. Because Joan went to college. I didn't go. And then, and she met quite a few people, quite a few girls. And she'd come back and tell Mother and I'd meet them. So I know who was gay and who wasn't. But now we're meeting everybody, all over the world. We're meeting everybody. And it seems like you'll have to come up there to the alcove. You'll never forget it if you once walked in there. See? And I recommend it highly because I'd like for some of my friends, my colored women, to go there and just see what she has accomplished since 1978.
That's the Lesbian History Archive.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is something. See? And she... I don't see how she did it well. Debbie and her is marvelous. That Debbie, she's something. She's something to behold.
I say
that
Debbie
a brain that just won't wait for a red light. See? Oh, I'm telling you, holy smart. I should have met her many years ago. Where was I? I tell them that. I said, holy smokes, that woman is something.
You love Joan very much, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. I think she loves you too.
Yes. And I wish so you talk to some of the girls and let them come up there and bring some different things and to read. And you can come in there anytime you want to. The house is open. I ain't there. I'm way up in the Bronx.
I know where you live.
You've been there?
I was at a birthday party. Remember? That's how you got this. You got around your neck.
Yeah, but you wasn't at my house, was you?
We drove you home.
Holy Christmas.
Remember that ride?
Remember
that ride you got from Imani's house? Birthday party?
Yeah. Oh, now I know. No, that's right. Well, that's on the sunny way.
I saw you at another party.
My fellow.
That's right.
I'm doing this running around in my old age.
Yes, you are.
No wonder I had to fall and break my neck and arm and shoulder. Cool it off.
You're moving awfully fast, mate. I don't care. Moving awfully fast. Is there anything that you want to say before we turn the microphone off?
There's nothing I want to say outside of it. Have friends and things, bring them up to the altar, and if they have any, anything that they want like old photographs and different things like that, school things, something hidden way back in the closet, pull it out, bring it up there, and she'll show you how to work it out.
Well, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're quite welcome, I'm sure.
And I do want to thank the Lesbian History Archives for putting me in touch with
you. Please. She said, "Plug the archives and do that."
I just did it.
Plugging up a breeze.
I just did it. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.